In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are David Wildy, a producer from Manila, Arkansas. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Under the conditions that we are farming in today with low price for our products and high input costs, we have to protect that investment, and irrigation is one way to do that. And a lot of years we see a lot more benefits to irrigation, but we have to protect that investment every year, and we don't know what years are going to be more beneficial than other to irrigation.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With the center pivot, it's much more flexible. We're able to water early with smaller amounts and vary the amount of water, and we get very uniform distribution across the whole field, regardless of whether it's heavy soil, loamy soil, or sandy soil. So we have gone more toward center pivot. A little more repair costs, a little more upkeep, and a little more management, but we feel like we're getting better utilization of our water and of our labor.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
A company called Izon has come with a well monitor that is very inexpensive, and it only monitors the presence and absence of water. Where we have load controls on pivots, it tells us that the pivot shut down. It also tells us that they came back up at the right time, and we don't lose another 18 hours before we see it the next day. It calls our cell phone and gives us a message, and we know what well number it is. We can also go to the computer and pull up all of our wells and be self-assured at what's running and what's not.